everyone. Thanks for joining me for my very first podcast, So Charming Handmade. My name's Stephanie, and today I'm going to be telling you a little bit about myself. It's September of 2013, and I just wanted to let you know a little bit about me so that in the future, you know who I am, you know what I'm talking about, you know where I'm coming from, things like that. I'm a stay-at-home mom. My son, Landon, just turned 7 this week, and Jaden is my little girl, and she's 3. Jaden's actually the one who got me into sewing. I still scrapbook, but I do it less now that I sew. But back when I first started sewing, I was a big scrapbooker, and Jaden and I had gone to Joann's to pick out some scrapbook paper. And we were passing by the fabric section, and I didn't even take a second glance into the fabrics. But Jaden was pointing out at some, it was brown fabric with like pink and green and blue birds and birdhouses all over it. And it was really cute. But I didn't sew fabric. I had borrowed my mother's sewing machine, which was a Singer 6212C that she purchased in 1984, the year I was born, to make my baby clothes. I was borrowing it to sew on paper for scrapbooking and card making. There are really cool techniques you can do with a sewing machine and paper. I probably wouldn't do it on my new sewing machines. I don't know if there's anything wrong with it, but I don't know if it's recommended, basically. So, but back then I was sewing ribbons to cards, and I was sewing like zigzag stitches around photo mats. And it was really cool, but that was all I was using my sewing machine for. So I had a sewing machine at home, but I didn't know what I would do with fabric if I got it. But she put on her little pouty face, and she didn't cry or throw a tantrum, but when she's sad, it's genuinely sad, so it's hard to say no. I mean, not that I couldn't say no if, you know, she didn't need it, but it was really cute fabric, and she had her little pouty face, and she was really sad. Not mean sad, but, you know, like sweet sad, like heartbroken that she couldn't get this fabric. So I took the fabric to the cutting counter, and I had no idea like how to ask for any yardage or anything like that. So I told the lady I needed enough to make a dress, and she goes, "Well, what kind of dress?" I'm like, "I don't know, enough for, you know," Jaden was almost 2 at the time. I said, "Enough for a 2-year-old." And she goes, "Well, what kind of dress are you making?" I said, "I don't know." So I ended up getting a yard, and I took the fabric home. I took this yard of fabric home, and I still didn't know what I was going to do with it. This was April 28th, 2012. So I've been sewing for just over a year. And the reason I remember the date is because it was my husband's birthday, and he watched the kids. He and the kids watched a movie while I sewed. And I think it took me 2 hours, 2.5 hours to make my first dress. And it was... I, you know, researched what kind of dresses I could make as a beginner, and the simplest dress that I could find to make was a pillowcase dress. You know, it's 2 rectangles of fabric stitched together down the sides, a hem and a casing and some ribbon through the casing, sometimes an armhole, depending on the tutorial you use, but really, really easy, and usually takes 30 minutes to an hour to sew it together, but because I didn't know what I was doing, it took me like 2, 2.5 hours. So, I mean, of course I knew how to thread the machine, clean it, oil it, and all that stuff, but I didn't know how to put seams together. I didn't know what seam allowances were. I was brand spanking new. But so the tutorial I used was the tutorial that can be found on Sew Like My Mom's blog, and it was the best tutorial I could find at the time. And I still love it. When I'm recommending a tutorial for someone who's new to sewing, I usually recommend the pillowcase dress and Sew Like My Mom. It's the silhouette I like. I just liked everything about it. I like her style. And there are plenty of other pillowcase dress tutorials out there, but that just happened to be the silhouette I was looking for. So I made this dress, and it was far from perfect. The hem was crooked. I had raw edges sticking out of the bottom, because when I folded the hem over, to stitch and top stitched it. I top stitched it from the top of the fabric, and I didn't catch the folded hem all the way around, so there were raw edges sticking out of the bottom. Stitches didn't start where they should have started. You know, they started further into the fabric rather than at the edge of the fabric. There were threads hanging off of it, but I was so proud of this dress. So from there, I started researching more tutorials. I was scared of patterns at this point, but there are plenty of tutorials out there where you just take the measurement and you can make a dress. So basically, Jaden was getting like tube dresses. And then I discovered shirring, which is where you take elastic thread and hand wind it around the bobbin. It gathers the fabric for you and makes it stretchy and stuff like that. So I discovered shirring, and so Jaden then was getting tube dresses with shirred bodices and like, you know, 1/2 inch to 1 inch straps. And I still love making those dresses, because really when you have a fabric with beautiful print and you want to showcase the print, that's the best way to showcase the print. But, you know, those dresses are so quick to make and so easy, so I was looking for something a little bit more challenging. So then I started looking into patterns, and I tried new look patterns, and I tried simplicity patterns and McCall's, and I like those patterns, but they do take a lot longer, and sometimes I just want to sew something really quickly. So then I discovered the world of PDF sewing. Or PDF patterns. And, you know, some of my favorite PDF designers are Blank Slate Patterns, Schwinn Designs. So, like my mom, she just started making patterns, and I've been able to test both of her dresses. And they were perfect patterns from the get-go. Another favorite is Callie Faye Collections, and then Violet Field Threads, and Scientific Seamstress, especially if you're just getting into sewing. Scientific Seamstress patterns are a great place to start, because she includes a lot of information in her patterns, how to do everything. She breaks everything down and explains everything as if you're a beginner. But I mean, and even if you're an experienced sewer or an advanced sewer or an intermediate sewer, it's easy to skip those parts if you don't necessarily need a refresher course on every single little detail of making a garment, but it's also good that it's there. And there are some people who don't like PDF patterns. It's a personal thing. I personally like them. Some people say that if you are learning on PDF patterns or learning on YouTube or whatever, that you aren't learning how to sew correctly. So, but I say that there's more than one way to sew a buttonhole. So, you know, I think it's do whatever you want. If you make a PDF pattern, even if you're not doing it the exact right way that is taught in like fashion design school, if you're getting the button on there or the buttonhole on there, you're doing very good. So it's a personal preference, and I can do both, but I prefer PDF patterns because they're so available. They're so convenient. You just print it off your home computer and tape the pieces together and cut it out and sew. Whereas if you're getting a paper pattern, if you cut into the paper, then that's all you get. You have to buy a new one if you wanted it in a different size. So my machines. So I have I gave my mom back her Singer 6212C, and my husband got me a Singer Athena 2009. It's a newer Singer, and I know that a lot of people don't like Singers, especially the new ones, because they say the quality has gone down. And you know what? It probably has gone down. I mean, I don't think that the Singers today are as good as the Singers that were made in 1920, but I don't think that anything today is made as good as they made it in the 1920s. Does that make sense? You know, clothes even back then were made to last, and today they're made to throw away. Nothing is made as well today as it was back then. And I think everything today is disposable. And I think that the people who leave reviews are the people who were unhappy or who got a lemon. I think that the people who are happy are less likely to leave a review. But anyway, sewing machines, I think that, you know, that's also personal preference. I happen to like Singers and Janome's. So my first machine for myself was a Singer Athena 2009. And it's a wonderful machine for me. It does everything I want it to do. And then I was working for a man who did embroidery at our mall, and he had a 15 needle Tajima embroidery machine. So I was working for him and I was doing embroidery and applique, and then I decided that I wanted my own embroidery machine to make things for my kids at home. So I asked my husband, I told him, if I get an embroidery machine, I can make your work shirts and I can embroider your logo on your polos. So he got me the machine, and I have made him two or three shirts with his logo on it. And I made a lot of applique shirts for my kids. So, and that is a Futura Quartet SEQS 6000. It's another Singer, and it's another Singer that has served me well for a year so far. And then my daughter, who is three, has a sewing machine as well. When she was 2.5, we started asking her what she wanted for her third birthday. Her third birthday was in June. So we started asking her what she wanted, and she kept saying that she wanted a Hello Kitty sewing machine. So I told Casper that she wanted it, and he goes, "Where can we get it?" And I said, "I don't know, we can order it." And I didn't think he was serious, and I wasn't really going to get her a sewing machine. She's three. But then we were in Target, and we were passing by the sewing machines, and we noticed that they had the Hello Kitty Janome in the store. So I pointed it out, and my husband puts it in the cart. And I was like, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "We're getting it for her birthday, right?" And I was like, okay. I'm not going to argue with him. So she has her own Hello Kitty Janome, and I like it because it's a 3/4 size machine, so she can grow with it. I mean, it's a 3/4 size machine, but it's a real sewing machine, and it's a real nice sewing machine. It's a Janome 11706. And so when she's 10, and if she wants to make her Barbie's clothes, she has her own machine to make her Barbie's clothes, if she still has interest in sewing then. And she still asks all the time to sew, so she's not losing interest yet. She sits in my lap, and I put my hands over hers, and I help her guide the fabric through and everything like that. And then she loves to cut her fabric with me sitting next to her and with safety scissors, of course, but she likes to cut out pattern pieces. She, which is actually really good because we've been doing worksheets at home, and one of the worksheets said that she had to cut out squares, and she had to follow along lines, and she had to cut out circles and triangles. And I'm like, "Oh, she can't do that yet." Well, I gave her the paper and I said, "Okay, cut along the lines, do your best." And she took the scissors and she cut along the lines. She cut out circles, she cut out squares, she cut out triangles, she cut out rectangles. She followed the lines and she was able to do it. And apparently that's really good for a 3-year-old because they start learning how to do that in school. So, I mean, it's cutting paper, but, it's a skill she developed through sewing, so that's a good thing. So it's a really cute machine. It's like a greenish turquoise-ish color with Hello Kitty on it, and she loves it, and I like it. It sews well. And then my husband recently bought me a Janome 7933 serger, and I haven't even had it a month. I've had it for like 3 weeks, and I don't know what I did before I had a serger. The edges that I can make, I mean the seam finishes with this thing are amazing. I haven't even tried the rolled hem yet, but I can't wait. And then here in a little bit, I want to start making cloth diapers. The serger is really going to come in handy. That, and then I haven't even tried to sew with knit yet with it, but I've made Jaden a pair of underwear with my regular sewing machine, and it was a beast. So I'm excited to try to make her some underwear, some knit underwear with my serger. For now, I'm using it as a 3-thread serger so that, and I'm just using it to finish off edges, but the edges that are coming off of it, I'm amazed. I was using a zigzag stitch before and I thought it was fine, but I wasn't too happy with it. I've wanted a serger for a while because I have to use a hemming foot, I think it's called. It's the foot with the finger down the middle, so that when you sew a zigzag stitch, the zigzag thread will go over the finger so that it doesn't, the seam allowance doesn't roll up under itself. So I had to use that foot and had to switch it out every time I wanted to sew, to finish a seam. And I really like the serger. I can't believe how fast it is, and how easily it cuts the extra seam allowance off, and it's beautiful, honestly. So those are my machines. Let's see, some of my favorite blogs. I love Schwinn and Schwinn, who also does, I think it's a sister team, and they also are the pattern designers behind Schwinn Designs. I love reading Melly Sews, and Melissa is the pattern designer behind Blank Slate Patterns. And of course, I love Sew Like My Mom, the very first blog that got me started. And it's another Melissa that writes for that blog. If you ever have any questions about sewing or about anything that I can answer, I'll try to answer it in my podcast. You can email me at sewcharminghandmade@yahoo.com. And you can always visit my blog to see what I'm working on at sewcharminghandmade.blogspot.com. And of course, with blogspot addresses, you don't type a www. Thanks again for listening to my first podcast. And I hope to talk to you guys next time. Thanks. Bye.